Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 19. I am so much looking forward to the Lord to come, aren't you? Catherine, I watched Ray, I watched that funeral yesterday online at Landmark, and actually I was preparing this lesson yesterday, sitting at the table, and I had the phone kind of sitting there, and kind of had it down real low. And who was that lady that sang? Do you know? She did a great job singing, watched Pastor Carter bring the message and all, and as I was watching that, and of course, Ray lived a good life, long life, 90-some years of age. But I was thinking, as I was watching that and preparing this lesson, boy, I am so much looking forward to the day where nobody has to die no more. The last funeral I preached at, it was in Haines City. It was at Pat Peavy's funeral. And I mentioned something about that the funeral director will be out of a job. And yet they couldn't see. I saw the funeral director back there behind the glass. Everybody's watching me. When I said that, she was back there. She said, I've never heard that before. You know, I said, she won't have a job. We won't have cemeteries in heaven. We won't have funerals. And I made it clear. Now, I did not say funeral directors would not be in heaven. I said they won't have a job in heaven because there's no more death, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain. And I can't wait for that. So I rejoice in what God has in store for us in the days ahead. At the same time, many of us, of God's people, we moan and groan and complain of what's going on in our nation, in our world, and rightfully so. But at the same time, we cannot let it steal our joy. Ain't it wonderful to be a child of God? And David mentions this to me sometimes, something I've heard years ago. Dr. Rick Adams preached a message, and it stuck with me. Talked about the joys of living a Christian life. And the message was, all this and heaven too. Man, we ought to enjoy life here on earth. But yet we have something in store for even greater. And that's where we're here in Revelation chapter 19. And it's a special time. And again, I entitled my lesson yesterday because eventually I want to put all these notes in a book. I really would when I get old and don't have nothing to do. And I can sit down and be like Dr. McAllister. Where I can just focus on something. Yeah, I'll write a book again on the book of Revelation and some other thoughts. That, not that I'm any better than anybody else, but some different thoughts. Anyway, I entitled the lesson this morning, Here Comes the Groom. We see all the time, the song, Here Comes the Bride. You know, there's even a song, Here Comes the Bride, all dressed in white. You know what that song, I don't know if you do or not. But anyway, and when we have a wedding, all eyes and attention is upon that bride as she walks down that aisle. I'll never forget, 36 years ago, me and Latrice were married here in this church. And I even, to this day, I tell her and all my grandkids, everybody, say, when, matter of fact, we had to sing the other night, Mark Trammell Quartet. They said, who is your wife? I was up here with some, I said, just pick out the most beautiful woman in the church and she's my wife. Just, you know, of course, I tell her how beautiful she is. But when she walked down that aisle, I mean, I was just, God, thank you. But all eyes were upon her. Everybody stood, and me and Dad, and we had quite an entourage of men and all. Anyway, we were just here, you know, and just an afterthought. All attention was upon that bride, and rightfully so. But here, all attention will be upon him. This special, special wedding day. Let me read from verses number 7 to verse number 9. Or we'll go to verse number 10. Again, we're at the end of the, just so you know, we're at the end of the tribulation period. Armageddon is about to take place, but yet this is in heaven, it's happening in heaven. The judgment seat of Christ has taken place. And hopefully I can get into that this lesson. I actually have two lessons on this, and I don't think I'll be able to get them both in today. The judgment seat of Christ has taken place. So as we as believers are going to stand at the Bema seat and give an account of what we do in this body, whether it be good or bad, and that has already taken place. And Christ has chosen for himself a bride, and we'll get into that later, okay? But we see in verse number 7, that wonderful day, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Again, I want to draw your attention before I go back to verse number 7. In verse number 9, where again he saith unto me, write. I draw your attention a few weeks ago about the number of times that God told him to write. And when he told him to write, every instance there was something spectacular that was happening in the realm of things. And it's like John almost was enthralled, if I could use that word. And he was so beside himself what he was seeing, God told him to write. Write, you got to keep writing. You don't get caught up in all this. And John obviously was caught up in this one because he saw him and he saw the bride and he saw all this that was taking place. And the Lord said, John, you write. Interesting. Well, in verse number 7, we see this phrase, let us be glad and rejoice. Now, the word glad here is interesting. It means literally to rejoice or to be happy. Be glad. And then the next word, rejoice, it gives a little bit more, if I could use this Auburndale term, oomph to it, you know, gives a little bit more power to it. When we talk about be glad, to rejoice, to be happy, the word rejoice literally means to be exceedingly glad. It's more than just being glad. It's to be exceedingly glad, literally like jumping for joy. You're so happy at what's taking place and so joyful, you can't help yourself. And I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of shouting when this is taking place. Let us be glad and rejoice. And then has this phrase, give honor. The word honor, we know, means to give praise and glory to him. And I have that word him, H-I-M, underlined 3 times in my Bible. So I can always focus upon that. You know, the marriage, at this marriage and then the marriage supper of the Lamb, all that we'll look at later, everything is about him. It's not about us. We have to remember on this side of heaven, it still is about him and not about us. This is going to be part of my message this morning about giving glory to him. I took it from my pastor's phone call Friday about unto him be glory and forever and ever. Amen. That was on the pastor's phone call, Philippians 4:20. That's been on my heart all week, especially at the state meeting. I just praise God for all that he is doing in this church. Again, it's not a matter of pride or error, but it's a matter of humble. And I just want to show you my heart. God is good to this church. So good to this church. We're sitting in the missionary share time committee meeting, and it's when all the missionaries that come in, and it just struck me again how all these, Dr. McAllister, were you there during that time? You're sitting behind me back there, where you had people from our church to come, and they say, you know, I won't mention, but from Westwood. And I just said, Lord, thank you that this church has such an impact upon not just this here, but into all the world. But we should never think, boy, look what we've done. And that's exactly my thought. Lord, we ain't done nothing. It's all because of you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday, August 21st, for special guest speaker, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd will be with us August 21st at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.